This is Georgia Watson, and welcome to a special edition of the Erica Glessing Show. Today, we're going to chat about something inspirational. And being that it's Turn It Up Tuesday, I thought we'd add another T and add some more alliteration and have it be Turn It Up Tuesday about teeth. I am such a big teeth enthusiast. My dad was a dentist, and so from a very young age, my early experiences with having my teeth be cared for were all in this very loving, nurturing, inclusive, and kind way, such that I have a wonderful fondness for caring for my teeth and going to the dentist. Now, I know that not everybody has had experiences like that, and even just talking about teeth or thinking about teeth can bring up so much energy that it can be really intense. And that's why I wanted to talk about this on Turn It Up Tuesday, because sometimes intensity and when something's uncomfortable, it's pretty easy to shy away from it or back up or kind of like ignore it and look to do something else entirely. But what if we turned up our awareness when it comes to teeth? All right, so I'm going to use the Access Clearing Statement because that is my very favorite tool for clearing energy when I have a bunch of stuff that comes up. So all that that brings up, can we now destroy and uncreate it all? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine pod, poc, shorts, boys, and beyonds. That's the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement. And if you'd like to hear more information about that, you can find it at www.theclearingstatement.com. And so let's see. So turning up the intensity, doesn't that seem like counterintuitive? Like if you have a toothache or you're having sensitivity in your gums or there's an area on your teeth that when you eat ice cream or have something cold on it or even taste something sweet that it hurts, why would you want to turn that up? So what if information of your teeth and gums and your mouth talking with you, what if that, what we've called like sensitivity and pain, what if that's actually information that it's giving you? So can information ever be wrong? Is anything that your body desires to communicate with you or tell you or contribute to you, would that ever be wrong? So anything we've done to make those kind of communications, whether it's sensitivity or pain or numbness or intensity, can we destroy and uncreate all of that times a godzillion? And a godzillion is just a number so big only God knows. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, poc, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And I'm so excited you guys are willing to have this conversation and go here with teeth, because teeth are just, they're kind of underappreciated, I think. They're something that are hopefully with us for our entire lives. They're something sweet. They're part of our bodies who contribute to us daily. They're there with us. And so what can we be to actually care for our teeth in a whole new way? And if you have a fantastic mouth already, you're happy with your smile, you don't have any problems with your teeth, that's absolutely wonderful. And what if, even if your mouth does kind of hurt or have pain or sensitivity, or if your mouth is in a wonderful place right now, what if you can still ask, so how does it get any better than this? That's another Access Consciousness tool that I love so much. I have a dental regimen that I've had for years and years, just brushing twice a day with a soft bristled toothbrush, and I actually don't use toothpaste. It's not very widely known, but toothpaste of all kinds has a rather high abrasion rate, and our enamel on our teeth is something that's very strong, but once you wear through that, there's a really, really, really sensitive other substance underneath called dentin. And when that dentin is exposed, it can cause sensitivity. It's much easier for a cavity to penetrate the dentin because it just doesn't have that hard shell. So when I look at toothbrush and toothpaste, I want a soft toothbrush to help massage my gums and to clean my teeth. And also I don't use toothpaste so that I'm not abrading away the surface of that enamel on the teeth. So I've done that and flossing once a day for a long, long time. And then recently I've come upon a terrible tasting possibility, which I'll talk a little bit about because, you know, sometimes not all the change that we're choosing and actually that really contributes to our lives being greater is necessarily comfortable, which is such an apropos topic for Turn It Up Tuesday. What if we never turned ourselves down, turned our awareness down in the face of intensity? So let's see. So do you guys want to hear about this terrible tasting regimen that I've been doing? And then I'll tell you about a delicious part of it that I've also added. But okay, so I've actually begun to brush using hydrogen peroxide and baking soda. So baking soda has a very, very low abrasion rate. That level is a 7, whereas just brushing with water in your toothbrush is going to be about a 4. And then there are some toothpaste like Crest and Colgate and things like that. I'm not sure the exact number, so don't quote me here. That have an abrasion level all the way up to even 200. So all that marketing that toothpaste companies do, are they really your friends? I wonder. I'm not an expert. I'm not a dental healthcare professional by any means, but I am an enthusiast and I am sort of just voracious about my knowledge about teeth. All right, so there's that. So I've been combining the hydrogen peroxide and the baking soda, and what it's done is given me such a cleaner mouth than anything that I've ever had before. So I highly recommend just ask your body, use your knowing. You know what works for you. You might also have a little bit of an inclination about where there are areas that you might be able to even step it up. Step it up and even be a little bit more aware about what your teeth and body are requiring of you. What kind of care would your body like? Another thing, and I'm going to make it quick because our time is running out here, is the pH of the mouth is something that I had never considered before, but in a neutral environment, neutral pH environment, the bacteria that causes cavities cannot grow. It can't live there. But take that a little bit towards the acid side and they find it perfectly at home in your mouth. So I've been doing a few things in addition to baking soda, which has that more neutral, more along the basic side, away from the acidic side of the pH. And xylitol candies are a delicious way to bring the pH of your mouth more neutral. Xylitol gum and things like that. So this is just the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more information that we could get into with this. And I actually do have a free Zoom video if you'd like to watch it. It's on my website, which is areyoubeingdominated.com. And again, I'm Georgia Watson, and thank you so much for joining me for the Erica Glessing Show for today, Turn It Up Tuesday. All right, bye-bye.